industry. And today we've got Alice Mayo Mackay in. She is a 19-year-old transgender award-winning filmmaker, or perhaps I should be saying they. Is that right, Alice?
She's okay.
Cool. I was very impressed with this wild and woolly horror feature that you've put out, T-Blocker. It's your third horror. And I was taken by one of the T-shirts one of the actors was wearing. Horror is queer. So let's start with why you've decided on that particular genre.
Sure. I think it's a genre that's just like always been inherently queer, and it gives me a lot to explore creatively. But also, you know, you can combine, you know, a coming of age friendship hangout film and then have, you know, the gore and the campiness, and it's kind of just a combination of the two genres makes it really fun to like make, and hopefully as well to watch as an audience member.
Yeah, I was really fascinated by the way you have actually fused a whole range of things in there. You actually doff your hat to John Waters, because you just walk the talk, don't you? You just decided to make movies.
Yeah, definitely.
It's very punk sort of attitude. So tell me, how did it all begin? Because this is about your fifth film, isn't it?
Yes, T-Blockers is my third film, and then I have my fifth one in post-production as well. I've just always loved like writing and telling stories, and eventually that developed into like a passion for film. And then, yeah, all of my films have been like, you know, crowdfunded, like super small budgets, and then everyone's just there because they love the story and, you know, making art that hopefully resonates with people.
You're very young too, and one of the things that was so energising about T-Blockers is that all your characters are young as well, and that's actually a real breath of fresh air. Can you tell me, I mean, because, you know, often people are pretending to be young, but actually you and your people are young. And tell me about how your crew all interact when they're making a movie.
Well, I think, you know, this being the third film, I don't know, it's kind of like a family, kind of like one brain now, you know, the first time, you know, we're shooting in such like small periods of time as well. So like, it goes 7 days, and T-Blockers was shot in 7 days as well. And it's kind of like, I don't know, everyone has to be like quick thinking, and we all get along really well. And just it's all about like teamwork, I guess. And yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. That's what you're saying. And fun is good.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and the other thing that's interesting about T-Blocker is that it gives you, it's got the horror element, but it's set in, you know, it's very contemporary, and it has a lot of the things that you'd like to say politically, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I think, I don't know, that's important for when I make films, obviously not just to be like a political message, but, you know, to combine things that I care about are important to me and my community, but also, you know, at the end of the day, be like a fun film.
I was kind of interested because in a way it's a bit like in the past, a person like you might have written a book or a story or an essay, but you've chosen film. And I was wondering if that had something to do with the generation you're in that it is a vocabulary you're very familiar with, and you feel able to deal with the technology in a way that it's seamless.
Yeah, I mean, I think just film, I mean, I could still say, like, write that essay, but I think film is just the medium that interests me most and is, like, what I'm passionate about, and I think it's also, like, an effective way to communicate messages. And, yeah, I don't know, something about film has just always captivated me.
Well, T-Blockers is going to be shown at the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, and I noticed that with your other films as well, you've been very busy getting them out there to a broader international audience. That's no mean skill. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got into that sort of a phase of your filmmaking career?
Yeah, well, I think my first feature actually premiered in America, in Salem. And yeah, I don't know, it just kind of went off from there. And, you know, my distribution deal for that film has been in America. And only this year have my films been like starting to like screen in Australia. I have like my South by Sydney screening tonight for my fourth film, and T-Blockers and Satranic are playing Melbourne Queer Film Festival. But yeah, it's mostly being that international audience.
Why? Tell me how this all happened.
I think just, especially like with American and European audiences, I think they're just like the films, I mean, it's like a larger, you know, population, and I think there's more diversity in audience, and those audience members wanting to seek out different films, and obviously like film is a big industry over there, and they just have those bigger festivals that are looking to platform, you know, different and new voices.
Yeah, yeah, and also because it's a genre film, it's sort of ready-made, isn't it, for...
Yeah,
that's right. And so, but how did you get the contacts? I mean, I just want to know about how you got to be so brazen, as it were.
It was literally just through, like, submitting to the film festivals, and then from then on, you just kind of, like, network and build those contacts, and then, you know, hopefully, like, they liked my work, and they liked my films and myself, and then, you know, they just kept talking and sharing my work, and yeah, that's just how I developed that kind of network over there.
Oh, that's really fantastic. And I guess that your group of people, the people you make the films with, are a good core group, like you said, a family, a one brain almost. So that gives you the support you need to be able to continue with what you're doing. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really impressed. I mean, obviously everyone else is impressed too, because I mean, you know, you're only 19 year old, and nothing's going to stop you, quite clearly.
Thank you. Hopefully not.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with my listeners?
I don't think so. I mean, I guess if you're in Melbourne, if you can see my films, that would be great. But yeah, other than that, yeah.
Thanks very much for talking to us this morning.
Of course. Thank you so much.